Dr. Pinsky dictating amount. I am Ian Anglin, A-N-G-L-I-N, Phillips, P-H-I-L-L-I-P-S. As you know, previously performed a case review on Mr. Phillips' injury of 6/23/22 in my report of 3/21/23. He is now a 74-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 6/23/22. Appeared he was pulling himself up with a handrail above his shoulder on a fork truck. Period. He states his right wrist got caught. Period. He did not go to the emergency room. Period. He had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of right carpal tunnel syndrome that was repaired surgically. Period. Through December of 2023, he was using painkillers and wearing a brace. Appeared he declined further surgery and is otherwise no longer receiving any active care. Appeared in the paragraph, many of the records you provided were previously available to me. Appeared the show 6/23/22. He was evaluated by Dr. Thomas. Appeared. She treated him through 7/25/22. Make that 7/18/22. Period. She rendered diagnoses of sprained right wrist and scapholunate injury. Period. He was referred for an MRI of the wrist with anticipated follow-up on 7/25/22. Period. He did undergo MRI of the wrist on 7/20/22 as noted in my prior report. Period. He did follow up with Dr. Thomas on 7/25/22 to review these results. Period. She stated MRI of the wrist showed degenerative joint disease and partial scapholunate tear. Period. An orthopedic consult was pending. Period. Paragraph on 8/2/22, he was seen by orthopedist Dr. Patterson. Period. He related on 6/23/22, he was coming off of his truck and holding onto a handle while doing so. Period. He denied any significant wrist pain prior to this injury. Period. He did have some numbness and tingling in the right index and long fingers, but never in the small finger. Period. This can disrupt his sleep. Period. He had an MRI, but did not undergo an EMG. Paired x-rays of the wrist were performed and he was diagnosed with primary osteoarthritis of the right wrist and contracture of muscle of the right hand. Paired he elaborated, Mr. Phillips has mid-carpal arthritis with a type 2 lunate. Paired apparently he aggravated this at work. Paired he has a thumb spica splint, but this did not need to be included with his issue to be effective, and including the thumb would severely hamper function. Period. He was placed in a more appropriate splint. Period. He recommended electrodiagnostic testing. Period. EMG was done on 8/18/22 by Dr. Gottwald, G-O-T-T-W-A-L-D, as noted in my prior report. Period. This found a very mild right median neuropathy at the wrist or carpal tunnel syndrome with demyelinating features. Period. There was evidence of a mild chronic C7 verticillopathy on the right. Period. This was otherwise a negative study. Period. On 8/25/22, he returned to Dr. Patterson to review these results. Period. He explained the Cerebral radiculopathy was not work-related, but the implications of it were discussed. Period. They discussed various treatment options for his carpal tunnel syndrome. Period. He did have plain x-ray of the wrist on 6/24/22 at Delaware Imaging Network. Period. It showed scapholunate widening, indicating ligament dissociation. Period. There was mild first CMC and tri-scaph joint narrowing, comma, small marginal osteophytes present, comma, and osteophytes visible at the first IP and MCP joints as well. Period. In paragraph, Mr. Phillips was seen on 8/1/22 by Dr. Ufberg, U-F-B-E-R-G, at Wilmington Pain and Rehabilitation Center. Period. In addition to the subject event, he elicited a history of a motor vehicle accident on 8/23/19, in which he sustained a rotator cuff tear, comma, left shoulder strain, comma, left arm strain, comma, cervical strain, comma, cervicogenic headaches, comma, right C5 radiculopathy, and right shoulder strain. Period. He also had a 12/21/18 motor vehicle accident resulting in diagnoses of right shoulder and arm strain, comma, partial thickness undersurface tear of the conjoined tendon of the infraspinatus and supraspinatus, as well as cervical and thoracic strains. Period. On 8/6/07, he sustained an industrial accident leading to diagnoses of lumbar sacral strain, status post left leg trauma. Period. He had an earlier industrial accident on 8/4/05 resulting in status post head trauma, comma, post-traumatic headaches, comma, left paracentral disc herniation, comma, C5-6, semicolon, post-traumatic labyrinthine, system dysfunction, semicolon, status post right hand trauma, and underline that, comma, status post right knee trauma and cervical strain. Period. He further had a history of a motor vehicle accident on 3/20/03, resulting in diagnoses of cervical strain, comma, cervicogenic headaches, and status post chest trauma. Period. In 1997, he sustained a chest injury in a motor vehicle accident. Period. He also had a history remarkable for hypertension. Period. Dr. Ufberg diagnosed a scapholunate ligament tear, for which he recommended continued use of a wrist splint, as well as activity modifications and prescribed Percocet. Period. New paragraph. On 10/26/02, Dr. Patterson performed right carpal tunnel release for postoperative diagnosis of right carpal tunnel syndrome. Period. Mr. Phillips was evaluated by Dr. Diamond on 7/6/23. Period. He calculated an impairment rating of 30% right upper extremity impairment. Period. He ascribed this to wrist range of motion deficit, comma, diagnosis of wrist sprain and strain, comma, strength deficit, comma, all under the fifth edition of the AMA guides. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed a rough texture to the hands bilaterally. Period. There were faint open right carpal tunnel release scar, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. He was tendered a palpation overlying his scar as well as at the ulnar carpal junction, but there was none on the left. Period. The rest of that is normal. Hands, wrists, elbows, normal. And cervical, normal. Impressions. Anglin Phillips injured his right wrist at work, coming down from his forklift and grabbed onto a handle. Period. He was seen the same day by Dr. Thomas and initiated on conservative care. Period. He had an MRI of the wrist on 7/20/22 to be inserted here. Period. He then came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Patterson. Period. A brief course of conservative treatment was rendered. Period. On 10/26/22, surgery was performed. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Phillips participated in physical therapy postoperatively. Period. He continued to see Dr. Patterson 3/2/14/23. Period. He had a permanency evaluation by Dr. Diamond on 7/6/23 using the fifth edition of the AMA guides. Period. New paragraph. The current exam found there to be full range of motion of the right wrist, hand, and fingers without swelling or crepitus. Period. There was healed open carpal tunnel release scar. Period. It was tender at the scar and at the ulnar carpal junction. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative for compression neuropathy or instability. Period. With manual muscle testing, strength was 5/5 bilaterally. Period. However, with hand anemometry, he had a generally flat line distribution on both the right and the left, although the left was greater in magnitude. Period. These are typical of limited volitional effort. Period. New paragraph. My opinions relative to the appropriate permanent impairment rating remains the same as previously expressed. Period. His current clinical evaluation confirm the components that led to the previous rating. Period. I will now insert what is marked from the prior report right here. Period.